This is Dr. Singh, dictating from West Bloomfield Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center. Patient's first name is Mamie, M-A-M-I-E. Last name is Owens, O-W-E-N-S. Date of birth is 11-4-19-33. Date of evaluation 3-1-2022. HPI history page. Psychiatric evaluation for management of dementia. And to assess efficacy of Seroquel, which might have been prescribed in the hospital. History of present illness. This is an 88 years old widowed female who was admitted here on 2/26/2022. Patient was present during my evaluation but remains very confused. She talked some kind of pain in left leg. She has had falls. Patient reports that she's sleeping okay and eating okay. She denied any complaints of sadness, depression. She was admitted here on Seroquel 25 milligram HS. It's not clear if Seroquel was prescribed for any delusional thinking, comma, delirium, or agitation. Yeah, Seroquel might have been prescribed for insomnia by physicians in the hospital. Patient thought she's 70 years old. She did not know the name of this nursing home. She thought it's February and the year is 1980 something. When I asked her who the current president is, she stated, quote, "It's not Ronald Reagan," unquote, but did not know the name of current president. She could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Peter patient reports that her grandson Rodney lives with her. I attempted to call Rodney. In the chart, it stated that Rodney is patient's son and left a message for him to call me back. Peter patient claimed that she does cooking and cleaning at home and reports that she was walking okay. Peter, she reports that she was born in Georgia and came to Detroit when she was 6-7 years old. He stated that her husband is deceased. Patient reports that she has 2 girls and 2 sons. She states that she worked as a teacher's aide. Period patient is not sure if she had a stroke in the past and reports that occasionally she feels depressed and angry. Period no thoughts of harm to self or others. Period no paranoia or delusional thoughts reported. No reports of hallucinations. Next paragraph, review system general. Non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal, history of falls, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergy, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior history of alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization denied. Next paragraph. Social history, current relationship, widow, number of children, 4, current employment, former teachers, assistant. Period, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, reclad, reformant, chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, see medical history as reported in chart. Surgical history not known. Family history not known. Tobacco history denied. Alcohol history denied. Drug abuse history denied. Next paragraph, current medications. MAR reviewed. Seroquel 25 milligram HS. Next paragraph, blood pressure 145 over 87, pulse 73, respiration 17. General appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting. Speech clear, mood euthymic, thought processes confused, thought content. No suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, memory recent impaired, patient could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes, part of knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor, sleep and appetite fair. Next paragraph, under assessment and plan. Dementia and diseases classified elsewhere with behavioral disturbance have 02.81. Plans I was unable to get any collateral information. Period, I left a message for patient's son to call me back. Period, if her condition remains stable and she remains free of any psychotic symptoms, consider decrease and discontinuation of Seroquel. Number two, rule out Alzheimer's disease late onset G30.1. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management, notify or service for any persistent changes in mood, paranoia, delusional thinking. Period, will follow with you as needed basis, procedure code 99305. Under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of antipsychotics, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above, end of dictation.